Welcome to Relationships Reclaimed,
where we talk about anything and everything relationship related with Ariane
and Vicky.
So this is going to be a quick one today.
It is. Oh, we quick. Say that.
Yes.
Quick. And it seems like a really, I'm going to say like innocent enough relationship to talk about, but I bet it's going to like, we're going to blast it wide open. Yeah, we do. So we're going to talk about relationship with planning. I know you might think that's boring AF or something. I don't know, but it's a thing.
Some people have like huge resistance to it too, right? Yes.
To planning? I also think that there is such thing as over planning.
My realm, I over function in the planning zone.
Right. Yeah. So do you want to say more about that?
I am really passionate and I love planning and scheduling and, wanting to make change. Like it really does, it kind of excite me to have things organized. And so when I have things organized, I've planned, right? And I think those go hand in hand. Interestingly, though, I am not good for long-term planning. I stink at that. And okay. I actually hate it.
So what do you mean by what's long-term?
Yeah. Says, where do you want to be in 5 years? It's like, what?
Oh, I hate that question.
I don't want to answer that.
I know.
Right?
Blows my mind.
So totally. Because
stressing me out.
You know, like life happens. It's never going to be where I want to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's so why bother spend time thinking about where I want to be in 5 years when life happens and will get in the way inevitably and change is part of life. So why would I waste my time there? Right. So, whereas the immediate planning, it's like, okay, I can see how this is going to progress. This is going to help me. This is where I'm at right now. This is the direction that I want to go. Make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it totally makes sense. And I can really agree with you and relate to you there. It makes me think about that whole piece of where do you want to be in 5 years and then head towards that direction. I think there's so much value to that. I really do, because I think a lot of people who are very successful, especially in their careers, do that. And I don't have the bandwidth for it. And I think that that's trauma based for me, where because I am literally a lot of the times in kind of survival mode. Right. Because I have burnout and I'm like, I can't think about anything past today. So you want me to plan for the next 5 years? Yeah. I shut down. And that's a problem for me. But I'm starting to get to a point where I'm like, okay, this is the goal I want to hit this month. Right. Can I do it? Or this is a monthly income that I want to have. And so I haven't made a plan on how to get there. I'm just like, okay, now I have this idea. Whereas before, I wouldn't even let myself think that way. But back to planning, I also am a planner. I know for me, it is a part of a strategy for me to feel comfortable.
It's known, right? Yeah.
I need to know. It's a known thing. I need to know what happens. You know, it's so interesting. I didn't think this would come up, but what's coming up for me now is I had a friend come over because he wants to take me mountain biking and I don't mountain bike. I haven't been on a bike since, I don't know, 2006. At least I'm one that moves. I've been on stationary ones at spin classes. Those don't count, apparently. They're
That's
so
what your
different.
Friend said? That doesn't count? Oh.
No. No, he didn't say that. I'm like that in my mind. I'm like, that doesn't count. So I said to him, like, because mountain biking is, I'm like, well, you just have to show me how to switch gears. He's like, Aaron, it's more about that. The seat goes up, the seat goes down. When you're like, you always have to be, like, he starts talking and I like glaze over. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how to do this. So he was like, let's, what do you say? He was going to come over one night. We made a plan. He's coming over. He brought two bikes. He said, we're just going to go to a field. And I'm like, okay, so I almost feel so embarrassed to say this. I literally thought we would drive to the field And we would and we would get on the bikes and he would show me these things. It would be really easy. Well, that was not what he had planned at all. He didn't tell me any of his plan, which he probably didn't know I needed to know this. I didn't even know that I needed to know this. Shows up in front of my house, has the two bikes. He's like, okay, suits me up. We get on. I put my helmet on. We get on. And I'm like, what? You want me to what? He's like, we're just going to ride to the field. I was like, shit. You mean we're going to ride on the road? So I'm like, and the side of me kicks in. I'm like, yeah, I got this. I can fucking do this. And then as we're riding down the street, all of a sudden something happens and I dissociate because it's all of a sudden the anxiety happened and kicked in. Right. And I noticed myself floating away and I was like, oh, come back. You got to come back. You have to come back. You're going to get hit by a car. You're going to get hit by a fucking car if you don't get the fuck back in your body right now. So after that night, I processed and I was like thinking back and reflecting on what happened. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know what the plan was. And so by me stepping into that really big place of the unknown, I had a very visceral response. And now I know that about myself. It's been this huge awareness of, okay, so next time when we actually go on a trail ride, which we're planning, we are going to sit down and talk about what does it look like? And these are my needs here and really expose that so that we can, I need that planning. So that's like the extreme part of it for me.
Right, about what you have in your head planned versus somebody else could be very different.
It could be so different,
but it could also be very
different. Yes. Right? And who knew that that conversation needed to happen? I didn't know. He probably still has no idea. I don't know if he'll listen to his podcast, but I doubt it. He had no idea, right? So it was really weird. It was a really weird experience for me.
And it makes me think also of like, how are you with plans changing? Like, is it like, does
Yeah, it's hard.
Of you,
it's really hard for me
about disappointment, that kind of feels like it would be a part of this for you.
I think I'm actually becoming better with it even since that podcast episode, because change is very hard for me, but I'm also regulating my system more and more each day because I'm doing so much work.
Yes.
Oh my god. And so I'm unfolding parts of the trauma and being able to work on these pieces and learning what I need to regulate myself so that the change actually is becoming easier. And so I've also noticed in the past little while that sometimes spontaneity feels a little bit better than the planning.
And so how do you know to trust one over the other?
I think I just really have to check in with myself and ask what I need in that moment. Yeah. So, and there are some really healthy benefits to me for planning. Not only does it regulate my central nervous system, but my business, I need to plan things. Otherwise things can all fall to shit. My schedule can just be all over the place. Who knows what would happen to my clients if I wasn't a planner, you know? So for me to actually plan my day out, to plan my schedule, I think that's really important to me. And that's, as a solopreneur and self-employed person, that's, that's crucial.
Yeah. You know, when I think about my relationship with planning, I'm, like I said, I love it. But I'm also very organic in it. And how I can explain that, I guess, is, I'm not held by my planning. So it's like, okay, that totally went out the window. Okay, so what else can I do? How can I plan around what's happening now in relationship to it?
Yeah.
Although it can become overwhelming if too many things change all at once, then it feels overwhelming for me. There is kind of a dance that happens for me in the planning zone. And also trying to find compassion for myself when something that I plan kind of falls through, right? And what, and really yeah. looking at it and saying, okay, how can I pivot? What's actually going on here for me in this planning, right? Like, what is underneath that has created this drop in the plan or this failure to complete the plan that mm-hmm. I set out to do, you know? And right. That's the hard place for me in the planning relationship, is to navigate yeah. that piece.
Right. To like you said, kind of like that, I'm air quoting, yeah. like that fallout of the plan didn't yeah. get complete or something yes. happened.
And
that
it's
you couldn't.
More so for like personally, if I've dropped something or if some, like my plan, fell through because of myself, I'm a lot more judgmental mm-hmm. and hard on myself as yeah, yeah, rather than if someone says, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Something came up. I'm like, ah, cool,
yeah, yeah.
No big deal. I'm.
And that makes sense based on how hard yeah. you are on yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that totally. I mean, it's so interesting. I, even as you're saying that, I'm like, of course that's how it is for you because that's yes. what you do. Right. And I imagine our personalities and what we do impact each relationship totally. That we've talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. I'm just, I feel like I'm having a moment and everyone else is probably like, duh, Ariane.
Yeah. It is very apparent to me too, that like all my relationships, I'm harder on myself than I am on other people. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you want to know something really interesting? This is probably totally off topic of planning, but I have started to realize that I would project outwardly, but I think it's all me. It's all how hard I am on myself.
Is to like,
that's what I'm starting. The strategy is to look out, but really I'm making it mean it's something about me. It's so interesting how that's starting to unfold in little pieces right now. So,
but that's,
I mean, that's not about planning, but mm-hmm.
common, I think, for people to do that. Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's that whole blaming piece, which, and it goes with the planning in the sense of like, yeah. if somebody else had, you know, let you down in regards to some plan that you had, you know, you're going to say, well, it's their fault. Like, why did they do that? I get it. But like, I did.
Yeah. And I'm so disappointed. And really what it comes down for me is, I feel not important. I feel unlovable. I feel unworthy. I feel like yeah. I'm undeserving. I feel not good enough.
Judging yourself, right? Yeah.
Yes, totally. I had a point and I don't know what it was. I was going to say something about that. Oh, this is really interesting is when, I can't remember where I heard this from. It was from one of the teachers that I was teaching with. They said that the hardest, not the hardest clients, the hardest parts is when a client cannot attack and blame someone outside of themselves. When they can only attack and blame themselves, it's harder to get them to move into correction.
Yeah.
Versus when they can look at someone else and be like, you made me
that
feel
totally
right.
Makes sense.
Because yeah. does that make sense? It makes sense to me too. And I think I can see it in both of us because I am, we're the opposite. We are those. You are the one that's like internally like me, 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 yeah. I am bad.
Stabbing
I am.
Stabbing myself with a knife.
And
internally.
I'm like, ooh. Yet I'm stabbing everyone else, right? I'm stabbing everyone else and feeling so guilty about it.
This is a big, we're laughing because this is like, our whole world makes sense now, right?
Yeah, I feel like this one little episode of planning, which we're not even talking about, has totally opened up
yeah,
so much.
This is how we plan.
Who knew? Yes. This is not going as planned at all, which is interesting, actually, now that we say that, because we don't plan our podcasts, our episodes. We don't plan any of this shit, anything. We literally don't even know what we're talking about until like two minutes before we hit record. Like we, and I remember when we first started our podcast,
I wanted kind of, to plan.
I remember this. You wanted to plan it. You were like, should we script? I'm like, no. You were like, hey, I'll just have some points. I'm like, no.
Wow. How far we've come.
I'm like, well, what if, right? Now we're like, fuck this, shit to you, yeah. Screw that. Let's totally. Be organic.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just say, you have come very far, my friend. Yes. You have stretched yourself beyond. And also, what I want to say too is that when we talked about that one episode, I think it was Control, where you said you would come back in after editing and you would like re-record things, which I had no idea you were doing.
Stuff, yeah. Yeah.
Your stuff, right? Yes, your stuff. And you don't even edit things out now. You don't edit anything. It's like you have done a complete 180. There is no planning whatsoever, and there is no editing. So it's really, you have given yourself a lot of freedom.
And wow,
here.
Has it changed a lot for me? You know, sometimes not great, because I can easily flip over to, you know, under functioning, right? Because of that. However, it has also opened up just a lot more grace in my life and softness, and I have it sounds kind of contradictory because I don't have a lot of energy these days, but it has actually freed up a lot of energy that I was putting into controlling how I presented myself.
Yeah,
right? Because
imagine how you would feel now if you were still doing that, even though you're don't have a lot of energy. You would feel, imagine you would feel worse.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of letting go. I mean, I guess first looking at why planning was so important for me. And you had talked about that earlier, that it was like, it keeps you regulated. Right. And, I think planning for me was, really more about control and, safety in what to expect.
Yeah.
And it is also based on my trauma, the reason why I need that, right? It's like, I need to know I'm okay, I'm safe, that, you know, people aren't going to come back and hurt me in some way, right? And now I think with the amount of growing that I've done, I'm actually in relationship with planning in a healthy way, where it's like, okay, I'm using planning as a tool rather than a way to strategize.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And that's beautiful that you've come that far and been able to grow through those like really massive growing pains, right? Absolutely. And pain points. Yeah. And that's a really good point, is like planning can, I mean, planning is a tool, and it's very healthy to have that as a tool, because I don't know what it would be like. I mean, I can't even imagine what it would be like to plan nothing. I couldn't do it. Like, that. Am I having trouble breathing? Yeah, I'm having trouble breathing as I say that. And I also don't think that's healthy.
It just,
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Your birthday 1 year and you had homework. Do you remember that?
Oh, shit. No. Yes, I think we talked about that on episode, didn't we?
Where you weren't allowed to plan.
Yeah, because I...
birthday. You had...
No. And like, I did not like my birthday. I've never liked... It's been very hard for me because, as I shared in a past episode, I was supposed to be a twin and my twin didn't make it. And so my birthday has always been very hard for me. It's been very hard for me. And because I believed that I didn't deserve to exist. So why should I celebrate my birthday? So that was 1 year where it was my first birthday after my, second birthday. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. After my marriage ended, I didn't want to celebrate. And my homework from my therapist was to have my friends plan a birthday for me. And I was like, shit, listeners, listen to me. I wasn't even allowed to know if anyone was coming. I literally had to sit in my fucking anxiety of not knowing if anyone would show up on my doorstep on my birthday. Literally losing my mind. I mean, I wasn't really losing my mind.
And?
But even thinking about it now was really hard. It was so amazing. Like, my friends showed up. There was tablecloth. Someone put a happy birthday tablecloth, matching plates, presents, cupcakes,
and we had a
food,
ceremony too.
Love.
Yeah.
We had a ceremony. You did a beautiful ceremony. That was amazing and beautiful for me. Thank you. Oh, I totally remember what it was.
Okay, good.
I do. I had to write down everything. I had to write down everything I was ready to let go of. And then I burnt it rose. And put it at the bottom of this rose pot. And then we planted a rose bush and everyone got a stone to write on of what they wished for me. Right. And we put that on. So, I mean, I have to say the rose bush lasted up until maybe a year and a half ago. It died. I'm so sorry. I know. Jody. I don't know. Who's Jody? I just was a Jody. Oh, what the hell? Jody Francis is in my mind
I
right
love
now.
The idea, though, that it died. And maybe that was part of that letting go, that it now had embraced all of the letting go. And you didn't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
No. Yeah. So anyways, that was the not planning piece. That was a really big, hard one for me because that... to sit there in my anxiety, not knowing, like, really, it was basically me sitting in the, if no one shows up, it will mean all of that is true. I am not worthy of this life. I am not worthy of being celebrated. I am not worthy. It was just sitting in the middle of that. And that was really hard.
Yeah. And really. I imagine there's a lot of listeners that can relate to that piece of, you know, having someone else plan something without you knowing what's going on. For me, I think I like the idea of that. Like, if someone was planning something for me, I'd be all excited and, you know, it would really kind of just, feel really good. And, you know, I wouldn't worry about it or anything. But if it's something, that wasn't so good, like a celebration of a birthday, excuse me. The planning feels like a little bit more, like if somebody had control over my business, for instance, and planning it, I would get anxiety over that.
Yeah.
Right. Versus,
it's your baby.
Exactly. Versus, someone's going to celebrate or going to plan your birthday. I'd be like,
Yeah. Well, and I think that there are some things that deserve the planning, right? Like you had said, it's a really good tool, right? And there are some that you're like, it is good to let go and to not plan it or to have someone else plan it.
And it doesn't mean that you can't plan with somebody else, right? And sometimes that's the best planning. Like, it just kind of brings me back to before we came on here, we had a big discussion about our podcast and stuff. And it really wasn't until we had a plan that I just felt like everything just kind of fade away. And I was actually started to get excited instead. And I don't know if I would have gotten to the same place if I had tried to plan myself. Right. So that connection of planning with somebody else really helped me. Like, not just this, but.
Well, and I think because it's connection, really. Right. And because, like, the conversation that we talked about was that we are both self-employed and solopreneurs, and it is a very lonely place to be. Very lonely. And it's hard. Like, it's a grind sometimes. As much as we love what we do with our clients, the rest of it is very challenging. Yes. And to do it day after day after day by yourself is really is tricky and can wreak havoc, right, in many ways. And so we kind of made a plan, like a little mini plan to how can we stay in connection within our businesses, you know, to be accountable to ourselves, within our businesses, but being connection while we're doing that. And that's just, it felt really amazing. Yeah,
I agree.
So yeah, I love that too. We have a plan for that.
Like there is something that planning offers us, right? And for me, I would say that planning just offers me an ease to my day that I don't think I would otherwise have. And actually, it brings me even to budgeting, as boring as that is, right?
Oh,
so
God.
We, me and my husband, for our personal finances, we've started budgeting using You Need a Budget. And it's a totally different way of budgeting. And I love it. And it was so interesting because before it was just like, I had no idea what was going on or, you know, where our money was going. And it, you know, it was just like kind of crazy because there was no plan. But not that this is a plug for You Need a Budget, but by having that, I can now plan for stuff, right? So that's kind of the foundation of this software is that you plan for stuff. So you allot all your money. Like there's always a zero balance because you've assigned all of your money to different places. And so I have things like my professional development, right? And this is how much I want. This is the target. I want this much by a certain date, all that kind of stuff. So it actually kind of does the planning for me. I just have to kind of put in what I need there. And so then that becomes exciting in a way of, and brings me some ease because it's like, oh, okay, do I have the money to do this right now? No, I don't. My plan is here.
Yeah. So it's a planning tool. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's an example of how planning can be really beneficial.
And the amount of anxiety that I had prior, because it was like, I don't know what's happening with all my money. Like, where is it all going? How do I make this work? Right. And that's not a great place to be. Right?
No, it's not. The anxiety there. No, I get that. Yeah. See, planning can be really, it's a very useful tool. Very, very useful for many different reasons, whether or not it's to regulate our central nervous system, to help us meet a goal. You know, whatever that is. And over planning isn't healthy either. So there is that balance.
Do you want to speak a little bit to over?
Right. I know.
Over planning?
Over planning. I mean, I would know nothing.
We were just talking about that. Oh, that was way too much. You had a goal and it was like, oh yeah, I really, you know, expected more of myself there.
Like I over plan. Sometimes I overshoot a little bit. I'm just thinking, yes, I do. So with work for sure, right? Because I'm like, I'm going to do all of these things because I'm a workaholic. I'm actually not a workaholic anymore. I don't think I am anymore. I'm recovering and sometimes anyways, whatever. It doesn't matter. I digress. I just took part in this really amazing spring accountability challenge in this group that I belong to. It's a group of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and self-employed. And the coach in there is amazing. I love her. And it was just like, what do you want to get done for the month, this month? And we're going to take it week by week. And like we essentially would put into, it's called a Trello board. Anyways, your tasks for the week. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to do all these things. And then I'm like, at the end of the week, we have to actually look and see what we did. The whole goal of it was to actually be accountable and to bask in what we did. Because as entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, we don't do that. We're constantly looking at the next step. So this was really great. So by the end of the fourth week, I realized that I try to implement and plan too much. I try to implement too much at once and then I just get so overwhelmed and then I stop doing everything. So I'm going to relate this to maybe a subject in which a lot of people can relate. that was probably the worst, most grammatically incorrect sentence ever, but here
you're
we go.
Real, honey.
You know what I mean. Yes, I know. Like someone who wants to take control of their health. So I'm going to work out 5 days or 7 days a week. I'm going to change my eating habits completely. I'm going to make all of these changes in my daily habits. And you start all of that from day one. Well, it doesn't work. Everyone that's tried to do this will know it doesn't work because it's too much. So you implement one of those things, one thing, and then it becomes a habit. Yeah. And then you implement the next. And it took me until last week to figure that out in my business. And I have been self-employed since 2004.
I'm dying. I'm dying.
I'm like, oh, I shouldn't do all of this at once. It was just mind-blowing to me.
I think that the point with that is where... Well, this is what I'd encourage the listeners to do when you start to plan is where does it feel easiest at the beginning? While you're getting started and learning, okay, how do I plan and not over plan or, you know, have my expectations too high? What feels the easiest right now? So that you're setting yourself up for success in that planning, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
what I would suggest anyways.
Yeah. I think that's really important. Really is like you said, go to this, the easiest place, but no, it still might be uncomfortable because my tasks for my business were not comfortable. I didn't want to do them. And now I've done them for 4 weeks in a row. I'm like, oh, I've got this.
My husband is brilliant. Because he often, helps me reflect back. And he'll say, when you first started your training as a counselor, how was that for you? Right. And how was it when you first started seeing clients and having consultations? How was it for you? And now where are you? If you step back knowing what you know now, would you still feel the same way? And no, because, you know, once we start getting into these habits and getting more comfortable with them, then it's just second nature, right? It's just something that you have to do, right? Like consultations, when
it's
I first started, I was like, I had to prepare and it was like anxiety for about a half an hour prior. And like, just, it was just overwhelming.
Wow, yeah.
And then like beating myself up afterwards. And because I was over planning, like I would literally write down like, what are all the questions that I need to ask and share and say, and you know, what might they bring? And now I'm like, I have a consultation. Okay. I'm 5 minutes before I'll sit down and get ready for the call or something. Right. Like it's,
yeah,
I don't really prepare anything unless I need to remind myself of something. And I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah.
Well, the planning piece, right? You were planning your consultations and how nerve-wracking it was for you. Now you don't do that.
Yeah.
Right? That's a beautiful piece because, I mean, it sounds to me like you're letting some freedom in.
And just that, like having that awareness.
That's so important.
You know, where you've come from, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I think that's a really important piece. I almost never do that. That is,
well, when you were saying about like as entrepreneurs, you know, we're always like looking at the next step, right? Which is so true that we're often, and I think for most solo entrepreneurs, this planning piece is so essential that we don't take the time to realize and to celebrate the planning that was successful, right? It's like, oh no, I just need a new plan now.
Yeah.
I need to go on to the next plan. I have to go on to the next plan. I can't stop.
Right. Yeah.
And I think with planning, we need to do that. I think it's essential that we stop and pause for a little bit and say, okay, what worked, what didn't work in this planning?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good point to make, as we because that offers us so much. That offers us the ability to learn about ourselves in the middle of that place and look at what we did that was good.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And if all that we take out of that is we did it, exactly. That's huge.
Because if we did it, mm-hmm. we can do
I
it.
I tried.
Again. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I wanted to note before we go, because I think we have to go shortly here. But
yeah,
from Nadine Robinson, who we had on as a guest not long ago, I took her mastermind program. And one of the things that really stood out in what she said was the ratio of 2 to 1. And what that means is for every hour that you put towards like your business or work or that you're planning for, 2 hours need to be in self-care and enjoyment and relaxation and whatever, like, you want to do for fun, but it's a 2 to 1 ratio. I'd lived so long in probably the opposite, and it was probably 3 to 0 ratio.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know if there's a ratio there for me.
And so I've
or there was.
Tried to implement really good. That in my planning, right? So it's like, okay, I do block planning every week. And in that, I have the different sections for, okay, so this is the work I'm doing. Now, how much time do I need for that ratio to exist? And sleep is part of that ratio too, mm-hmm. right? So that's in the 2 portion of the ratio. So gotcha. I look at, okay, these are the amount of hours that I'm, you know, devoting to practice. And in the middle, I might have, okay, this is where I'm just going to go chill out and, you know, go out, step mm-hmm. outside and take a breath, or, you know, I'm going to go have some fun. Right. And so, I think that we can implement fun into those planning. It doesn't always have to be serious planning, right? So having a good mix is, I think, important.
Yeah.
That's what it's trying to say.
I mean, in my calendar, I pre-plan dates with friends. Yeah, that's important to me for sure.
Yeah.
We have to have both. So when I think of planning, it's interesting because I don't only think about work, because I plan. I mean, people are like, Ariane's the planning queen. We got to get in her schedule. We got to get in there because we know it's busy. So, but then just today I messaged my friend. I'm like, hey, do you have time tonight or tomorrow to go for dinner? Because I just miss you. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I need a friend right this week because it's a rough week. So it was just
it's not always
better. At,
you don't always have to plan everything.
No. And I'm also noticing, I'm like, stepping into that place of, what do I feel tonight? What do I feel I need right here? Do I need to rest and be alone? Do I need to be in connection? Mm-hmm. What is it that I need here?
And I wonder,
understanding like that
too,
that's
similar to
like
the goal. Like I'm kind of going back to that 5-year plan and reframing it maybe even into, okay, what do I want to experience in 5 years versus I need to plan every step of the way, right? And just allowing that unfold as it is.
Yeah. I mean, there's something around that. I do think that having an actual goal, a 5-year goal, is a good thing. I don't dislike that
idea.
It gives
you something to step towards.
It's not
to say that you can't be flexible and change it, but it gives you direction.
Yes. Yeah. But also the experience, what experience do I want to have as I move towards that goal? Because if I have a goal of being CEO of someone else's company, I don't know, I'm just pulling shit out of my whatever. And the way towards that is through hell. Yeah. What's the point? So like if I'm experiencing, and if I want to experience freedom in my life, am I getting that? So there's so much that has to be looked at as far as like alignment with values, alignment with experiences, yes, alignment with goals, yeah, and planning.
And I find actually when there's a lot that has to be there. Visualization of, okay, stepping into the experience of where I would be in 5 years is more helpful than me just intellectually thinking, okay, what are the goals that I want for 5 years? Mm-hmm. But that's just who I am.
Right.
Like to actually have, yeah, that picture and that experience of what it feels like, I can then go back and go, okay, how, yeah, would I get there? Right. And then that's when, mm-hmm, the analytical side comes in. Yeah.
Can kick in. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. It's just so many different ways of doing it. Yeah. And I think it's knowing what works for us.
Ah, I like this topic. Yeah. It was good.
Okay. Yeah. Me too. I just, oh, yeah. Shocking. Yeah. I'm surprised at how well this went. Oh my gosh. Oh,
okay. Yes.
Oh, so funny. All right, listeners. I don't even know what to say. I was going to say something witty, but I really, like nothing to came to me.
That all the listeners that we have right now, you know, I'm just going to be transparent and real here, that we want to keep doing this podcast. And if you know anybody that would be interested, yeah, in listening to our podcast or get anything out of,
yeah,
we would so appreciate your support in, you know, growing this podcast.
Yes.
You know, that it's important to us and we hope that it's important to you. So,
yeah.
I'm asking for help.
Yeah.
Or we're asking for help. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Yes. We want to grow our audience and we're looking at ways to do that. And so I guess a part of that is asking that if you know someone that would benefit from this to share it with them and subscribe, yeah, subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Yeah. Please leave a review. We have on Apple Podcasts, we have 15 reviews of 5-star. Like I'm, yeah, so amazed at that. I love that. And find us on Instagram because, mm-hmm, I would love to connect with you. Like we don't have any relationships reclaimed Instagram handle. We don't have the bandwidth for that right now, but we have our own separate handles, Instagram handles. So follow us on Instagram. Our things are at the end. Our information's at the end here and just find us and follow us, yeah, and comment, DM us, let us know what you think, whatever. We love, absolutely, communication with
now
all
my,
of you. So.
My handle's not at the end because, yeah, I started Instagram later than when we recorded that.
We should change the handle.
Okay.
We need to change. Or not the handle. We don't need to change. We need to change, yeah, the outro.
So for now, I believe my handle is Masterpiece Counseling.
Do you want me to?
I don't even.
Hold
I'm
on,
such
people.
An amateur
Hold
at
on.
Instagram. I'll just tell you that right now.
You guys, it took me forever to get her on Instagram. She's on it and she's doing great. Seriously, she's doing amazing. And her grid looks so beautiful because mine just looks like, I don't even want to say, but yours is. So yours is Masterpiece Counseling.
P-E-A-C-E. Yes. Some people get confused. That's, yeah, right.
So like, peace, exactly, out. Peace out. Peace Fingers, Masterpiece Counseling. Or you can just, that's, look, right, for Vicki Wilburn.
Okay.
Okay. I love you all so much. Vicki, I love you too.
You and all of our audience too. I absolutely love,
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Okay. Wishing you all, sending you a lot of love. Wishing you be well, be safe. And until next time.
Bye-bye for now.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Relationships Reclaimed. You can reach myself, Vicki Wilburn, on my website, masterpiececounseling.com.
This is Ariane, and you can find me at arianemoore.com, on Instagram at arianemoorelifecoach, and you can request to join the Tribe of Empowered Goddesses on Facebook.